Hi guys, and welcome to the Differently More podcast. I'm your host, Orlan, and I'm a content creator, singer, and medical student in the UK that loves anything related to self-growth, self-development, improving your life as a whole, and manifesting the life of your dreams. I'm here to help you close the gap between you and your dreams by helping you heal and grow. You're in the right place if you're ready to look inwards to find your answers, take accountability for your future, to start living the life of your dreams while being happy and healthy, deep in your faith in the universe, and discover new tools and concepts to accelerate your growth. I am so grateful you found this podcast, and I'm sure that you'll find something here that will help you on your own journey. So with that said, let's get into this episode, shall we? Who here is single and wants to find new ways, new things that they can do on their own, solo dates? Because as much as like it's fun to date and do all of these things with other people, with your friends, with potential partners that you could have, sometimes it's also good to figure out how you can tap into joy, happiness, and those beautiful, happy feelings on your own. Foster that on your own as well. And so today, I've been single for a while, and I wanted to share with you guys the few solo date ideas that I've done, that I've enjoyed, and that I think can bring you guys a lot of empowerment, a lot of feelings of being proud of yourself, of feeling joy and happiness from something that you do on your own that is not dependent of other people, right? Because being single can be a lonely journey. It can be a little bit isolating, especially if you're not actively like on the dating apps and actively like trying to find people to date and find people to be with. It can be quite isolating, quite difficult at times. And so sometimes you just kind of have to pick yourself back up and be like, right, what can we do to feel happy, to feel joy, and to feel bliss and peace and all of the fun little emotions, right? Not little, but all of the fun emotions on our own, because we're not going to be waiting around for our dream relationship, our dream partner, by sulking and by being sad and annoyed and frustrated, right? We're going to be happy and joyful and feeling like life is beautiful on our own as well, even though sometimes it can be quite difficult to tap into. I have other videos that I can link in the description and in the eye about being single and the things that can show up for you and why being single is a fun thing and a fun period of your life and all of that. So if you're struggling, like I am sometimes, still am at points, with being single and feeling frustrated as like, when is it going to be my turn kind of thing, these videos can be useful. But today we're talking about beautiful ideas for solo dates. So the first thing that you can do is to go on a show on your own. And I know that it sounds weird and awkward and obnoxious, but honestly, going to a little musical theater show, a play, a concert on your own, obviously make sure that it's safe for you to do so. Make sure that you feel comfortable safety-wise to do that on your own. But if safety is not really an issue for you for that situation, do that. Why wait for a partner, for a friend, for somebody to be free to go with you when this is something that you want to go on your own? So for example, if you have a musical that you really, 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 really want to watch, but you don't have a partner that will want to come with you, your friends are not free or your friends are not interested and don't want to spend money on that, why would you prevent yourself from spending a good evening with yourself and with a beautiful show, a beautiful like musical that you've wanted to see for a very long time? Why prevent yourself from that joy and that peace and that bliss of doing said thing just because you're going to go alone? Might as well just go alone and enjoy it. At least you won't be having friends that feel like they've paid too much money or paid money for something they don't want to be at. You're not going to feel like you're dragging anybody with you. You're just going to be able to be in your own space and enjoy the music, enjoy the show, enjoy the story. And that's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing that you can do. And I feel for some reason, out of all of the things that I've done solo, like outside, not within my own home, it's one of those things that feels very simple. It doesn't feel very awkward because it's kind of like going to the movies. Like you just go, you sit, and then you watch and you just enjoy and you vibe and you dance and you listen to the music and it's beautiful and it's great, but you don't feel weird and awkward because you don't feel, you know, like sometimes when you go to a convention, you go somewhere and you're just walking on your own and you feel a little bit like, ooh, like this is something that people often do with other people and I'm the only one that's alone. People don't notice that as much when you're at a show because they could, you know what I mean? Like they just don't notice it as much. And also you're just sat and it's dark, so people don't notice, oh, this person's on their own. Also, at the end of the day, you shouldn't care that other people will think that you're alone and lonely. But at the end of the day, we are human and we all have those feelings that crop up, that make us feel uncomfortable, that make us feel like nervous and like, oh my God, like I'm going to be alone and people are going to judge me and people are going to Like, I'm the only one that's alone here. These feelings are normal. So if this is something that you're going through and feeling, it's okay. It's okay to feel it. Please don't think that you're broken and obnoxious and not normal for putting yourself out there and doing things on your own, but still feeling slightly uncomfortable while you're doing it. It's normal because, you know, we've been taught, and maybe also some part of you really wants to be able to do this and yearns to be able to do this with somebody else. But right now, it's just not the time. Right now, it's not the moment for you to be able to share these experiences with somebody else. And that is okay to feel at the same time proud that you're able to get yourself out there and do the things that bring you joy on your own, but also at the same time yearning and feeling like, oh, like I wish somebody was there with me, and I wish that I didn't have to be in the situation where I'm trying to cultivate this happiness and this joy on my own, right? But the beautiful thing is that you're doing that anyways, and the more you do something, the more natural and normal and the less awkward it becomes. If you're like, well, I've been to a show 5 times on my own already, it's not weird. I don't care if people think that I'm weird. I don't care if people think that, why is she alone? A lot of the times it's their own issues with themselves being thinking like, oh, they could never do that themselves. And so that's why they're looking at you weird. It's nothing that has nothing to do with you. You know what I mean? And also when you're alone, you're more open probably to meeting new people, to bumping into people, to talking with other people. Cause you're like, well, I have nobody to talk to. So might as well just have a random conversation with the guy in the queue behind me in the queue. Cause might as well. And then that's how you can sometimes meet beautiful people that are going to be part of your life or meet new friends or all of that jazz. So that was the first thing, to go to a show on your own. The second thing is to go to a restaurant on your own and eat on your own. And I know, and I'm not saying a coffee shop, I'm saying an actual restaurant. And I feel like that is one of the, oh my God, this car was a bit weird. Anyways, that for me is, I think, the height, the pinnacle of doing something on your own that is super, super, super uncomfortable, because I've been to a restaurant on my own once and I want to do it again, but I've been on my own in a restaurant once and it was fun. It was good because I felt like I did it at a time where I was comfortable enough to, you know, put myself in this situation where people would look at me and be like, oh, she's eating on her own, how weird. But it was weird. It was at times a little bit like, right, I am here on my own and every single other person in this restaurant is either in a couple, as a family, with friends, and I'm the only one at my table alone. And that was a little bit weird, but I feel like that really allows you to see how well you can hold your own space, how well you can hold yourself, and how you deal with people judging you and looking at you weirdly. Because if there's something that people will look at you weirdly for, it's eating in a restaurant on your own. At least I've noticed that. And I think that that's quite true, because people will be like, oh, like, not necessarily like judging you in a negative way, but being like, oh, I wonder why they're eating here alone. Or like, they're going to look at you like, oh, like I could never do that. And then having a bit of a weird look on their face, and it might make you feel a little bit uncomfortable. But I do think that, like, for me, going to a restaurant on your own, eating on your own, is like the pinnacle of an actual restaurant. I mean, like with table service, not a coffee shop, because a coffee shop is different, because people go to coffee shops on their own all the time to study, to work, to just grab a coffee, to like sit on their phone. A restaurant is different. And so doing that, I think, probably comes a bit later when you're single, a bit later in your journey of trying to embrace being alone and being in a bit more solitude and being a little bit more lonely, quote unquote, and taking those opportunities. But I do think that that's a really, really good thing. The first place that I went to was a pizzeria, and I was sat at like a counter, so it was not that awkward, it was not that weird. But I do want to try to put myself in a situation where I go to a restaurant and I'm sat at a proper table of tea and it's just me. Yeah, I think that would really definitely bring things up to the surface, if they have to be brought to the surface, of how uncomfortable I feel being alone in public and being alone in a restaurant. So that's definitely the next step that I'm going to do for myself, with myself. The next thing I think is also like put effort in like the time that you spend on your own in the evening, in the sense of like if you were in a relationship, if you were like, you know, organizing something with your girlfriends, like you would put an effort. You'd be like, oh, like let's do a cute movie night and like buy marshmallows and wear this cute little pajama and have this whole ambiance in the house and make this whole thing, this whole night a thing. You can do that for yourself too. You don't have to wait to have other people. You don't have to wait to have a man, the friends, the people around you to be able to do that. You can do these things on your own as well. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing that you can do. And also like allows you to have that sense of excitement that builds up within you when you're like excited to do something for yourself. So you can decide to be like, okay, I'm going to do a movie night tonight, and I'm going to have this really cool dinner, and I'm going to cook for myself, and then I'm going to do a face mask, a foot mask, or whatever it is that brings you joy. And then you can be like, you can look forward to these things, right? The same way that you can look forward to going to a party with your friends an evening, you can also look forward to spending time with yourself because you've carefully curated and planned a beautiful, beautiful evening for yourself in a way that is beautiful and loving and that brings you excitement. So you can do these things for yourself too, and that can also be solo date nights, right? You can do solo journaling nights where you find little prompts and you either answer them on an audio or write them down and get to know yourself a little bit deeper. Like, you can do a lot of beautiful things that, you know, bring you joy. You can be like, you know what, I love video games, I just want to sit on my computer and just play my game, or sit on my computer and rewatch the series or whatever it is, and just build the excitement up the same way that you would if you were doing this with somebody else. Because at the end of the day, if you're going to be doing this with somebody else and building this excitement up, you also deserve that for your own personal solo time. The next thing that I've done, if you've watched my Instagram, I haven't been posting as much recently, but I've posted a reel about me trying new things, and I was trying painting for the first, well, not for the first time, but like a watercolor for the first time. And that was such a therapeutic activity. It feels like it mixes at the same time emotions, letting, like, allowing yourself to feel emotions and to put emotions into the 3D space with the color and with the paint and with the beauty of it, but at the same time allows you to do something with your hands. You can be watching something at the same time, listening to some music, and it can really allow you to genuinely have a beautiful, beautiful evening with yourself. And that's something that I would definitely recommend. So either doing some painting, some arts and craft, some drawing, like anything that you do with your hands that allows you to have some sort of like a result, something that you can put up on a wall or something that you can put within a folder. It's a very, very beautiful activity, and I definitely recommend doing that if you're solo. That would be really, really good. If you're at uni, I do would recommend just going to new things on your own, going to societies on your own, putting yourself out there in a way that could maybe feel a little bit uncomfortable, being like, well, I'm going to go to this society and there's going to be a lot of people that I'm going to know no one. But again, you're going there on your own, meaning that you don't have the safety of having a friend to rely on and just chit chat with them in the corner. So you're going to go there and you're going to have to talk to new people. You're going to have to interact with other people. You're going to have to, and also want to chit chat and get to know other people. And that's a way that you can build more confidence in yourself to feel safer in talking with other people, meeting other people. But also it's a beautiful way to meet new people and to build new friendships and to meet people that could be like-minded to you. They also could not be, and they could also then teach you how you can swiftly move on between people that you meet that are just fun for like that evening, or people that you meet that are like, no, like they're going to be people that are going to be in my life for a long time. And so that's also like not techniques, but that's also skills that you can learn through putting yourself out there a lot of the times in group settings with people that you don't know, helping you start building new friendships and seeing if these friendships or these first interactions serve you and make you feel like, oh, I've met somebody that's going to be worthwhile to invest a lot more time and energy and friendship into them. So that's really, really beautiful. And then the next thing that I want to tell you guys is that a solo date idea can also just be like an evening where you spend time with yourself, in the sense of like not painting, not all of that, but just like spending time to get to know yourself, going inwards. And, you know, I talk a lot in my videos, like you can journal, you can tap, you can, you know, meditate, but how do you actually know what works for you? How do you actually know what you enjoy? How do you actually know what you like if you don't actively spend time and intentionally spend time on figuring these things out for yourself? So you, once you're solo and you're single, you have a lot more time on your hands to be able to do these things and to sit down with your thoughts, sit down with yourself, and there's nobody to distract you. There's nobody around you that can tell you, that can be like, oh, like just come over, let's do this, let's do that. So it's a beautiful time, a beautiful moment. Sorry, there's like an alarm. Is it the police or the fire people? Fire people. So it's a beautiful time to actually spend with yourself to get to know yourself a little bit deeper and to get to know these techniques. So you can be like, okay, every Tuesday I'm going to spend like an hour with myself, and I'm either going to meditate or tap or journal, or, you know, just figure out new ways and be creative with it. You know what I mean? Like, you can, a lot of the ways and a lot of the techniques that I found that work for me are because I was either creative and just discovered them on my own, or discovered a technique that I found online and then readapted it to me and to my needs and to my my life. So tapping I use a lot, but I make my own scripts. I make my own, unless I'm like, just like, I'll just watch a video, which happens quite often. But sometimes I'm just like, you know what? I want to develop the skill. I want to create my own script and make it work for my own life and my own personal situation right now. Same thing with journaling. Like, I knew a lot about journaling and I discovered a lot about it, but then now I've just made it my own. And I have a whole video about journaling and how I've made it my own on my podcast and on the YouTube channel as well. And then, you know, the same thing with meditating. You can discover and work with a few different ways. Do you like to have music while you're meditating? Do you like to have somebody speak at you and tell you what to do? Do you like to be laying down, sitting up? Do you like to have just nothing and just be within your thoughts? Do you like to do body scans? Like, there's so many different ways, and you can maybe even make it like a fun little date idea for yourself to be like, okay, today I want to discover more about meditating. Let me listen to a podcast about meditating. Let me, and then try it out and see what works for me. Like, you can do a lot of different things, and just getting creative with this time that you have on your hands is a beautiful, beautiful way that you can get to know yourself a little bit more and enjoy this time of solitude, this time of singlehood a little bit more. Other things you can do is you can develop new skills. You can decide to, you know, pick up like this singing thing that you've wanted to do forever. You can start the YouTube channel. You can learn how to cook better meals and be like, okay, every Wednesday is my night where I'm going to try a new recipe and really perfect it. You know what I mean? And like, the moment you get out of the sort of like paradigm and mindset that being single sucks and it can only suck. Yeah, there's a lot of parts of it that suck, that are not fun, that are frustrating, especially when you don't want to be single. Fairs, and I completely agree and accept that. But when you get out of this mindset and accept that there's also a lot of beautiful things to be gained from being single, a lot of beautiful things to be explored, then you can realize that, like, okay, this is not a curse. This does not have to be a curse. This can be something that is beautiful. And so because this can be something that can be beautiful, how can I make said thing beautiful for me? How can, again, make this period of my life work as much as it can for me rather than me working for it? That is, again, a thing that I say a lot. So yeah, I think that's a beautiful way to leave it at that for this video. If you enjoyed this video, please subscribe to my channel, like this video, share this video with other people that could benefit from it as well. And if you have somebody in your life that you think would benefit from it as well, please like share it to them. Again, there's only so much that I can do on my own, which is showing up every single week, twice a week, and sharing topics that I think will be beneficial to you. But if you have people in your lives that you're like, no, like, I know that they're going to benefit from this, I know that it's going to be really useful for them to hear this perspective that you have on this topic, please, please, please share it to them. Give them the link so that I can also help them to you in a way that they might have not found me just naturally and organically through YouTube or Instagram, my podcast. So yeah, without further ado, I'm gonna go. I love you guys, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye guys.